You are listening to the Mountain View Community Church Sermon Podcast. We're glad to share this message with you. Our mission is to help you discover the joy and peace of Jesus, develop your God-given gifts, and deploy into a life of kingdom service. You can learn more about our church at mountainviewnepa.org.
Like, someone says, "How are you?" And your life is falling apart, and you say, "I'm blessed and highly favored. Oh, God's so good to me, I couldn't even tell you." But the sadness in someone's eyes always reveals the truth, right? And so, as I go through, and before I kind of go into the next section, I just want to encourage everybody, if you're having a hard time, and we're going to spend some time in prayer together in a few moments, but if you're having a hard time, and you come here on a Sunday, and someone says, "Hi, how are you?" and things are really bad, it's okay to say, "Things are really bad right now. And I don't know how God's going to get me through it. I don't know how I'm going to get through it. I don't know how I'm going to pay that bill, or I don't know how this relationship's going to get fixed, or I don't know how I'm going to manage to the next season. Can you pray for me? Maybe you even can help me. I don't know." But being open and honest, when we put a mask and try to hide the sadness that we have, people can see through it. In Nehemiah, if you guys can relate to this, but he's trying to smile. He knows Persian king's like a happy servant, right? He's trying to smile, he looks sad, and the king notices that he's sad. And it says he becomes afraid. Who's ever been afraid of what someone would think about your sadness? Who's ever heard the phrase, "Oh, that's a first world problem," right? It's a dismissive, disgusting, actually, phrase that's really popular in our culture. When someone says they have a trouble, right? "Well, my car broke down," someone will come to them, and instead of saying, "Man, that's terrible, can I pray for you? Can I help you? Oh, I have a spare part, can I fix your truck for you," right? But instead, the very common thing in our culture, I hear this so often, is someone will come and say, "Well, that's a first world problem. You know, you might not even have a car. Don't you know there's starving people in the other worlds and the country, other countries in the world? Why would you be sad and complain about your truck being broken?" Can anyone relate to being afraid how another person will react to your sadness, to your brokenness, to your deep-seated needs? Well, when faced with the kind of vulnerability, you can only hide it or face it, right? And I get encouraged by Nehemiah's response in verse 4 when the king asked him, "So what is your request?" What does Nehemiah do? Before he speaks, he pauses and he says, here he says, "So I prayed to the God of heavens and then I answered the king." In a strenuous moment where my instinct would be to I got to come up with a plan and maybe, okay, he's going to be upset and he's not going to want to send me. How close to a half-truth? Half-truth is a lie, but how close can I come to a half-truth and still be telling the truth and try to convince him that it's a good idea to send me? But no, he doesn't come up with something like that. He takes a breath. He asks God for some guidance in the moment, and then he speaks. And he's using what I think the term is like a breath prayer. Has anyone ever heard of a breath prayer? So a breath prayer, My wife's heard of breath prayers. She's a spiritual director and has 2 seminary degrees, and yeah, she knows what breath prayers are. Breath prayers are this ancient practice of using your breath and the amount of time it takes to take a breath. Can everyone take a breath with me? Right? That amount of time. It got dark. It's okay. Take that amount of time to breathe a prayer. So some people, this is one. Jesus. Jesus. You guys say that with me. Breathe in and say G. Breathe out and say Zus. Jesus. Jesus. Another one that's a little longer that you can't kind of do with your breath is, Jesus, Son of God, have mercy on me, a sinner. Can you guys say that with me? Jesus, Son of God, have mercy on me, a sinner. I have a a close friend. He was at my wedding. His name's Chris. And when you pray in a group with Chris, you'll find that over and over again, you'll hear him just saying softly, Jesus, 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 Jesus. Right? Just speaking the name that is above all other names over a person's life and situation. Breath prayers help us stay grounded to Jesus. Like, they help give us clarity when we're processing things, and it helps us keep Jesus at the forefront. There's another way you can do it. Is I didn't bring my phone, so I never bring my phone up here, but there's a large group of us who are part of this church planting movement, and before that movement even got started, we started doing this thing called 10-2 prayers. And what we would do is, if you go to a Free Methodist Conference event, or leadership event, at 10:02 a.m., the alarms go off in people's pockets, and you know who didn't put their phone on silent. The alarms go off because at 10:02 a.m., a large group of us across our conference, and actually across the world, pause every hour at 10:02 around every time zone. People are pausing, and they're praying Luke 10:2. Who knows Luke 10:2? Luke 10:2, Jesus says, pray to the Lord of the harvest, that's him, pray to me, to send out workers. He said, the harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Pray to the Lord of the harvest that you would send out workers. And so it's helpful even for things like that to keep ourselves praying continuously, especially in our world where things are chaotic and things are moving and loud and constant. And you know, the TikTok world, the algorithms of everything in our lives are made to things move quick, 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 move on to the next thing. And when you have a need, it's easy to just move on to the next thing. But using our technology, the thing I love about technology is like you can set an alarm. You can set an alarm on my watch that buzzes me every day at a certain time that, oh, I need to pause and pray. And as we begin to develop and integrate these things, we start to see a closeness with God. And I was thinking about for Nehemiah, he had this like short breath prayer that he did, but the last chapter, right, he prayed for 4 months, right? And you know, then you have to ask the question, right? This is America, so we have to ask this question. So which one's the right way and which way is the wrong way? Right? Who knows? You have to ask that question. Well, they're both the right way, right? What did Jesus do? Jesus, in his high priestly prayer in John 17, he knelt down and he prayed all night long. That's a long time to pray. But earlier he also said the Lord's Prayer, which takes about 12 seconds. That Jesus lived in this nuance of sometimes you go and you spend long times in prayer and you can be a part in the silence. And sometimes you have 4 kids that are running around and you have about 32 seconds of silence that you can get a breath prayer or two in. Amen? Just the moms in the room, amen? So I have to do something. We've got a bunch of time left in our service this morning. And so here's what I want us to do, all right? I'm not going to make everyone gather in a circle because we don't have chairs. If we had chairs, all right, we're changing the carpet. Maybe we change out the pews for chairs. No, okay, we're going to do that. We're not going to change the chairs. It's okay. So we can't gather in a circle, but we're going to stay right where we are. But here's what we're going to do. We've got the handheld mic, and maybe someone or two people or something will help run the mic around. But I want us to do this. If someone has a prayer need, I want you to raise your hand. And you can share about your prayer need. And then I'm going to say, I'm not going to be the one to pray for all these prayer needs, okay? I'm the pastor. Enough people ask me to pray for things, right? I want to pray for more. That sounded really dismissive. I'm sorry. That didn't mean to sound dismissive. But what I'm going to do then is I'm going to say, is there anyone here that feels that they need to pray for that need? And we're going to let that person pray. We'll go on. And we're going to spend 10 or 15 minutes with some open prayer time. And if no one says anything for a few minutes, then maybe we'll just move on, or maybe I have some prayer needs that you guys can pray for. I've got a few. So I want to do that. I'll be the first one, and then I'm going to ask if anyone will pray for me.
Thanks for listening. Be sure to like and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts, and share this message with a friend.